Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that solar activity continues to remain at a rather stable level. There's been no change for the past 2 or 3 weeks, and the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has stabilised at 75, and the daily equivalent sunspot number has dropped to 11, that's 1-1. And the IPS further advises that there's no significant alterations to those figures expected in the immediate future. So we continue to see poor or unreliable long-distance propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths via the E-layer, that's multi-hop propagation, on frequencies above about 12 megahertz. However, frequencies below about 12 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to propagate reasonably satisfactory. Now, some propagation notes or monitoring research made here in Melbourne. Propagation continues in our pre-sunrise periods. The summary as follows of frequency occupancies were made in the 6 MHz band, that's 49 metres, between 1930 and 2000. And it indicates the extent of this propagation, which is mainly short paths from Europe, Africa, the Middle East and Asia. The band edge marker, of course, is 5860 Radio Fardar, broadcasting from the Kuwait relay station, that's an IBB broadcast in Persian, and 5875, the Voice of America from Udon in Thailand, with broadcasts in Korean, and 5910 Radio Romania International with Romanian, and on 5945, the Voice of Hope, broadcasting in the Korean language from a transmitter site in the Korean Republic. At 5950, the Voice of the Tigrinian Revolution, broadcasting in Afar from Ethiopia. And the Voice of Turkey on 5960 with its programs in Turkish. 5970, China Radio International from the CERIC transmitting site, relay site, in Albania, with programs in French. And 5985, China Radio International from a Beijing transmitting site in China in English. 6010, Japan, NHK Radio Japan from the Yamata transmitting site with its programs in Japanese. And another frequency for China Radio International is 6020, broadcasting in Albanian from transmitter site near Beijing. 6030, another Ethiopian station, Radio Oromia, broadcasting in the Oromo language. And another Ethiopian station, Radio Amhara, broadcasting in Amharic on 6090 and on 6110, Radio Fana, also broadcasting in Oromo. So there's quite a number of transmitters broadcasting from Ethiopia, mainly politically orientated with political type broadcasts. 6080, Voice of America from the Botswana relay station in English. And the Wolverton relay station in England is now being used by the Korean Broadcasting System for programs to Africa, the Middle East and Europe. They're on 6145 with French, and 6185 with German, and 6170, the Voice of America from the Biblos relay station in Germany with its programs in Kurdish. So some good propagation kin news here in Melbourne in southeastern Australia in our pre-sunrise period. And that summary was made 6 megahertz band between 1930 and 2000. Now something a little different. I have some information concerning reception reports which have been received for our shortwave programs. Recent reports which have been acknowledged with the Australian DX Report EQSL have come from the following listeners. Kostian Pravatorov from the Ukraine, Josie Jacob in India, and Alan Dean in England. So there's three reception reports received recently, and the EQSLs have been sent out to each one of you. Now some news of the Australian broadcasting industry. While not strictly shortwave, I present this information as a topic of general interest. The online magazine Radio Technology Leader, so-called, has a recent article titled Community Radio in Australia Highlights the Benefit of Remote Access. The Technorama Conference held in Campbelltown on the outskirts of Sydney was an opportunity for Australian community radio technologists to come together. Technorama also operates other resources for engineers in Australia's community radio sector, including a popular Facebook question and answer group. In one of the talks, 6SER, that's the station with the Vice Chairman Russell Coughlin, highlighted the benefits of having remote access for studio equipment. He urged delegates to only purchase equipment which includes remote access, noting that it is not usually an expensive option. He said that remote control avoids the requirement to visit the station site. It saves a lot of driving, petrol and time, and in many cases it's more enjoyable. In a wide-ranging talk, Coughlin gave delegates a virtual tour of the station systems. 6SEN, broadcasting as Capital 101.7, that's FM, uses remote desktop software and screen sharing to allow access to any computer in the station facility. He noted that this is also useful for training purposes and for support. Remote access is also available to check the status of printers in the building and other office systems. The Italian-built FM transmitter for the station is remotely monitorable and allows remote switching from main to standby equipment, enabling continuous broadcasting even in the event of a fault. 6SER also broadcasts on Digital Audio Broadcasting Plus, that's the Australian system, and an off-air receiver is also available via the internet to allow monitoring even outside the signal area. Audio processing for both FM and DAB Plus is configurable remotely, allowing tweaks to be made in real-world reception conditions. In the studios, access to the mixing console and the radio automation is available. This enables the station to be effectively controlled via an internet browser in case of problems, and also allows control to be taken during periods of automation. Coughlin also demonstrated remote access to the security camera systems and even the air conditioning system. Presenters can also download completed radio programs for self-appraisal purposes via the station's logging system. This allows continuous feedback as well as fulfilling legal logging obligations. So that was a summary of the latest Technorama conference held in Campbelltown on the outskirts of Sydney, New South Wales, and the article was from the radio magazine simply called Radio and was titled Community Radio in Australia Highlights the Benefit of Remote Access. Some information now from our European monitors. Through the SWL DX Bulgaria weblog. Afghanistan. Reception of Radio Afghanistan's external service has been noted recently in Europe from 1530 onwards on 6100 in English to Southern Asia. The transmitter 100 kilowatts and the antenna 125 degrees. Radio Dandal Cura International via the Wolverton relay station in England noted on 13810 between 0700 and 0800 in the Kanuri language, weak signals in Europe, and the transmitter is 250 kilowatts and 165 degrees. Uzbekistan extended transmissions of Radio Free North Korea via the station in Tashkent, the transmitting station in Tashkent, as we've noted in Europe, on 15630, 1100 to 1300 to Northeast Asia in Korean, 100 kilowatts, 7676 degrees. And that's an extension of the former transmission, which was only on the air for 1 hour between 1200 and 1300. And the Voice of the Wilderness, another station broadcasting in Korean from Tashkent with 100 kilowatts and 70 degrees antenna, 1330 to 1530 on 7625 to Northeast Asia. And that's a frequency change from 7615. And another Korean language station broadcasting from Tashkent is North Korea Reform Radio, 1430 to 1530 on 11570, 100 kilowatts, 76 degrees, 76 to Northeast Asia. Good reception in Europe. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Blockbuster.